Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode where we're going to be talking about how porn affects relationships. And today I'm joined by Aisha Gibbons. She is a marriage and family therapist. Thanks for joining me.
I'm happy to be here.
Perfect. Okay, so let's just get right into it. What would define a porn addiction? I know a lot of people, you know, probably just use it recreationally every now and then. But if somebody's addicted to porn, what does that look like?
So addiction is defined by two things, generally, tolerance and withdrawal. So if someone has an addiction to porn, they feel like they have to view more and more pornography in order to get the same benefit, the same effect, or they have to engage in more risky sexual behaviors, meeting up with people, sending pictures on the internet, that sort of thing. And then when they're not viewing pornography, or engaging in those sexual behaviors, they are thinking about it. They have a hard time focusing on anything else. They feel damaged to their relationships, jobs, and all aspects of their life.
Is there typically something that triggers a need for porn? Like, I'm sure a lot of people's addictions start from just casual use and then they need more, but is there something deep rooted in somebody that would make them more apt to become addicted to this kind of substance, if you will?
That's a fair question. I know a lot of the times that we view addicts or people who have addictions as having something about their character, their genetics, and sometimes that plays out with pornography. It's a little different because it's considered a behavioral addiction if it's seen as an addiction at all. And there's not a whole lot that we've seen research-wise that would indicate this type of experience, this type of characteristic really would put somebody more at risk than someone else.
Yeah. I saw something interesting, of course, on the internet, as if that makes me like some kind of like in any way, like knowledgeable on the subject. But I saw something interesting that I wonder if you have any context for. But I saw that there can sometimes be a relationship between porn or any kind of addiction and narcissism. Do you think there's any truth to that?
There could be. Narcissistic personality disorder can be characterized by a lack of empathy and really trying to escape on an unconscious level from feeling any sort of guilt or remorse or having to make some kind of ownership of that. So pornography and other addictions can provide a means of escape. And since there's less chance of thinking of their behavior is wrong or needs to be changed, there's less likely a chance that they're going to make any sort of changes to that behavior.
Yeah. In your own practice, how have you seen porn impact other people's marriages and relationships? Is it a pretty common problem that you see?
It's very common, very, very common. And often you can see feelings of betrayal when a partner finds out about pornography use, sort of like finding out that a spouse had an affair, and they come in and see me for treatment to manage those feelings of betrayal, the trauma that's associated with that. It really impacts a couple's sexual relationship. So the partner who views pornography is about fantasy, right? It's not real. And they start to believe that what they're seeing or reading or being exposed to is how a healthy sexual relationship is supposed to look like. They put those pressures and expectations on their partner. And then there's a pattern of disappointment that exists. And the partner who finds out that their spouse has been viewing pornography can often experience a whole lot of self-doubt, low self-esteem. They start to question themselves, their value, and their worth.
Yeah, I bet that's got to be super, super tough to be in it. And for the partner that's not experiencing an addiction or a reliance on porn, is there a way for them to be able to confront it that's not in a way accusatory or going to put them in a place to be defensive if they want to bring it up?
I always recommend staying curious. So if you're really wanting to know, really being aware of what your intention is. So if you're asking your partner about pornography use or their history, just be curious about the answer because you don't know what it could be. And you don't want to, as you're saying, set up an atmosphere for judgment or fear. And now if I come and talk to you, it's really negative and it's no longer about us against a potential problem. It's now you versus me.
Yeah. And I'm sure by the time you see couples that come into your office for this problem, people are ready to face it. They've either accepted it about themselves and they recognize it's a problem. What does it usually look like to start working through that those problems with that couple.
If pornography is part of the reason why they're coming to see me, then my assessment is really focused on what started the view and the need for pornography. A lot of times I see that those who view pornography have started because they were curious as kids, as teenagers, exposed to sexual content, had questions. They dive further and end up down the rabbit hole years later. And so I really try to assess what happened, give them a healthy sexual education, and process with the partner why it's so damaging for the non-viewing partner, and the effects that they're having, create some of that empathy. That really can help decrease pornography use or change the narrative the couple has around porn use in their relationship.
What would you say are some of the biggest struggles that the person experiencing the addiction face when they actually try to rid themselves of this reliance?
The hardest thing usually is getting to the emotions underneath and learning to sit with that. A lot of addiction involves a shame cycle where a person starts to feel shame and guilt when they are engaging in their addictive behavior. And that can further the desire to engage in that behavior just because they want to escape those feelings. So helping someone really sit in with whatever it is that they are experiencing and seeing that they can manage it without the need of pornography is where I tend to start.
And on the flip side, for the person who's in the relationship with this person who's addicted, what's a struggle that they really seem to have throughout this process of trying to help their partner through something incredibly difficult?
In addition to low self-esteem and feeling insecure about themselves and the sexual aspects of their relationship, it's really helping that partner not feel like a parent and not feeling like they have to manage and keep tabs on everything that their partner is doing, because that sets up an atmosphere of distrust and creates a dynamic where, as I've said, that I'm mom, I'm dad, and you're the kid now that I have to manage. And that's not connecting. Nobody wants that in their relationship.
Yeah, that's not sexy. I mean, you're already having issues. And then to have like a parent-child relationship is kind of the worst thing. But how can they be a good source of help? Like, what are some really great tips for people who want to walk through this journey and come out on the other end with their partner who's going through this addiction?
I'd say a lot of individual work, making sure that they're aware of their own views and opinions on pornography, paying attention to where those opinions have come from, whether that's religion, that's society, that's their own individual culture that they've come up with. In order to be a support for a partner, it's really about helping the partner. So again, not managing, not taking more on than is yours, while also managing your own stuff, where those feelings are.
I think because the last couple of weeks on my podcast, porn has come up in so many different breakups, and it seems like it's really torn apart so many people's relationships very gradually, where again, it kind of starts just like this small habit. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're spending an hour in the bathroom away from their partner looking at Pornhub or whatever. Do you think there's any healthy place for porn in a relationship, or is it really just a bad idea to look at it in general when you're in a relationship with someone?
It could be beneficial. There have been some research studies that show that if a couple engages in pornography as a form of connection, as a form of sparking that sexual desire, interest, exploration with each other, then that could be a healthy way to bring porn into the relationship. But if they are hiding out in the bathroom and they're keeping it very secret, they're not discussing it, it's not at all going to be beneficial.
Is there any research that shows that porn actually has a negative effect on a person? Like, I've seen a lot of studies about how it like rewires your brain, and it's all these research studies showing that it's actually very similar to drug use or something like that.
Exactly. Any addictive behavior does rewire your brain. You start to think about the substance, feel like you need the substance, and all of that cognitive mental energy you're taking from the relationship, you're taking from your hobbies, your interests, your job, and now putting it somewhere else that's not bringing much beyond an immediate high. And then you have to keep going and going and going. It's not lasting.
Yeah. How would this affect somebody's life outside of a relationship? Like, I think, okay, someone can say, well, maybe I just need to get out of this relationship in general. And I was turning to porn for whatever reason because this relationship was lacking. What other areas in your life could porn start to take away from if you're addicted to it?
The way that you view other people is one of the biggest ways, right? So if it's a male engaging in pornography use, women that they're viewing in porn are, again, not real. It's an exaggerated fantasy. And depending on the nature of the pornography, they could then start to treat other women in their lives the way that they're seeing them treated in pornography. You're an object, you're less than, you're something I can abuse and use. And that can obviously bleed over into work life. If you have a female boss and you're a male watching pornography, that can change the dynamics there. And it just becomes a really toxic place for you to have any healthy relationships. We're people, we engage with people, right? You can't escape that.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's a couple of people, well, more than a couple of people listening that are either in the middle of experiencing this, have experienced this kind of relationship where somebody's addicted to porn, or at some point they will. So is there any hope you can give them from people that you've worked with where you've seen them come out on the other side?
Oh, absolutely. This is not necessarily a death sentence for a relationship, right? If you're willing to work together and really view it's us against this problem, then you can come out on the other side with a healthy connecting relationship. And if you're treating it similar to an affair, it can be the best worst thing that happened, because you can highlight areas of needed change in your relationship, as long, again, as it's us, we have to be a team and invest.
Is there any words of advice or just encouragement that you would give somebody starting their journey right now? Like, let's say they're sitting there like, oh, I need to confront my partner about this. I've been sitting on it for weeks and I want to do it, but I'm just really scared. What's something that you would tell them to encourage them to start taking these steps to get help?
Notice some behaviors that are going on in your partner that are making you think it could be an issue. And if you're going to bring it up to your partner when you feel comfortable and ready, again, stay very curious. Ask questions, just wanting to know the answer. Give your partner the chance to really explain what's going on for them without judgment, without fear, without the threat of a terrible conversation happening. We can't control everything, but doing the best we can to just say, I want to understand what's going on for you and see if I can help you with this.
Yeah. What are some good questions? I think that's a great one that you just mentioned, like what's going on, either, you know, kind of generic ones, but what are some good questions that they can go into that conversation with?
If you suspect it's pornography, you can ask them when they first viewed pornography, get sort of the history of when did you first get exposed to it? How often were you watching it as a kid? What kind of pornography are they watching? That can be a really kind of touchy subject sometimes, depending on, again, the content. But if you're staying curious, you just want to understand and explore it, that can help a whole lot to make the partner feel comfortable. Really open-ended questions, starting with what, why, how, are great ways to start any question.
Perfect. Is there anything I haven't brought up or covered that you think people should know in regards to pornography addiction or just porn use in general in a relationship?
It's not just men who view pornography. Women view pornography as well. Often for women, it's more written pornography. So the romance novels can be very graphic and very pornographic in nature. And that sets the same precedent for a relationship where you start to view your partner in comparison to what you're reading and being exposed to. So being honest with yourself on whether or not that's something you're also engaging in is going to be beneficial for a relationship.
Have you seen that? Because I'm a big reader. And of course, things like come up and they're, you know, very spicy and people are all over talking about the smutty books. Have you seen a couple have to go through that on the other side, but instead of stereotypically a man watching porn, a woman and her books?
I've seen it a few times. I mostly see it with individual women, but I've seen it a few times with couples. Yes.
Would you say there's any difference to watching a man struggle with porn addiction versus a woman, even a man's like erotica addiction? Like, is it kind of the same, like the substance is just different, or is there different ways of tackling it because they're two different mediums?
The medium isn't as relevant, again, as what's underlying the need. I see often with women wanting to engage with erotica is out of a desire for connection and wanting to be romanced and desired. And it's not always the same for men. Men are very visual in nature. Hence why, right, if you go buy lingerie, it's lingerie for women, not a ton for men. Men want to see it, right? They are visual. Women are about the connection more often than not. So that it plays out a little differently, but it's really about what's underlying, what's really going on behind the porn.
Yeah. My last question I'll ask is, I think in the back of everybody's mind in a relationship, if somebody's leaning on porn or erotica for some reason, it means that there's something lacking in the relationship. Is that seen to be true, or is it usually some other kind of need or tick that they're scratching with this use?
It's not often about the relationship. Pornography is not an affair. An affair is a need-driven behavior, but pornography is often about underlying emotions. It's about self-exploration. It's not often about lack in the relationship.
Perfect. Anything else you think we should know? Any other words of advice or wisdom you'd give my audience?
If this is something you're struggling with, I highly recommend finding a qualified therapist who can help you individually and help your relationship.